had some plantations of, you know, very rich land, and in this section of, Yazoo County, there were, you know, very few small farmers. It was all 3,000 to 4,000.
Well, that's the way it is here. Yeah.
But then you got over toward the, I think it was the eastern section of the county, and you were up in the hills.
Mm-hmm.
And those people, well, integration never caught on apparently in Yazoo County. The people that grew up down in the Delta, the whites, all went to, you know, academies of
mm-hmm.
private schools.
Mm-hmm.
And the, and they looked down on the people up in the hills that had to go to public schools.
Mm-hmm.
And the people from the public schools, the white kids there were very resentful of the,
mm-hmm.
the wealthy white kids. Do you have the same sort
it's
of
it's almost identical. Almost identical. Except, let me qualify that a little bit. Well, she's bringing our coffee, but I think you need to clarify that a little bit. Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm
cooking
supper, and I'm sure you don't need my
love. We got my brother. My other brother from Jackson, Mississippi is in town, and they're coming over here for supper tonight. Well, when I say clarify that, let me go back a little bit and tell you some things.
Here in this town in Natchitoches, the social situation was very, very strict for many, many years. And say, like, if you were a new person that moved into town, the chances are damn good you might have lived here 10 or 15 years before you had ever been invited to a wedding or anything like that, you know? You just were not accepted.
Mm-hmm.
All right. World War II comes along. Things changed. All right. After World War II, people became a lot more liberal. They accepted newcomers. See? And since... Well, when I was a child... I mean, we looked on, I can remember my grandmother saying, well, that's a Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's a Yankee, or she's a Yankee, you know. That automatically just disqualified them, no matter how good they were, how fantastic a person they were. They wasn't going to have anything to do with them.
How far away would you have to be from to be a Yankee?
Well, no, well, a Yankee would, she'd call anybody north of Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
A Yankee. All right. Then, we've always had a real good relation. Well, let me go on with that first. Then, as I grew older, I could see things just changing rapidly. Now, right now, for instance, many of my friends are people who lived here less than 2 years,
mm-hmm.
who I love, and so society has changed radically. They take you for what you are, not for who you are, but for what you can do and how you are, you know what I mean, as a person. And that's my group.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can see the group below me even going further than that, you see?
How do you mean the group below you?
Well, I mean in the age bracket,
mm-hmm.
age bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So in the people in the 20s, it's just no question, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. In some of the... older towns that I went to, well, particularly along the river in Mississippi, there was a sort of a social class system that was, there was middle class, you know, that was one thing, but then there was planter, which is
mm-hmm.
a little bit better off, and then there was aristocrat,
mm-hmm.
and there were people there, generally older people, who really considered themselves
aristocrat.
Yeah, because whether they had money.
Well, this is very true here. This is very true here.